The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's things?
Everything's good, man. It's the last weekend of winter.
Ah, you threw me for a curveball. I'm like, great. I'm like, March isn't over yet.
Nope. Last weekend of winter, buddy.
Right you are.
And it's still freezing cold.
And by the way, the advanced forecast for the first day of spring is supposed to be a disaster.
I know. It's like, oh my goodness, what is happening here? You know, I was watching the news during the week, and you know how cold it was this week, right? And they're like, the normal should be in the mid-40s, you know, and we're you know, below freezing and wind chills. I'm like, what the heck, man? I've had enough.
Well, you know what it is, not to keep beating the weather here. People aren't here for the weather forecast, but the March winds can hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get these windy days. Whoo, cuts right through you. It's cold.
Yeah.
Man, is it cold.
No doubt about it. So, but that's where we are here, right? You know, and we're just cruising through time here. And, you know, I think with the markets being, you know, not able to move around, I think maybe they're a little frozen too.
Yeah, you know, it seems
like that.
Seems like now, Doug, we've kind of settled in here, you know, if you will, and kind of doing a lot of nothing, if you will. You see some up days and you see some down days, and then when you just keep looking at some of the major industries, it's really not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, we're getting good numbers out, all right, but these good numbers were anticipated, so that's why the market, don't forget, you know, it's widely believed that over time that the market prices itself 6 months in advance of what quote unquote experts believe is going to happen in the economy. So, you know, this good news that's been in the economy right now, I think was priced into the market, you know, six months or so ago. And I think that, you know, what this market is telling us right now is that they're expecting kind of status quo here for a little while, if you will, because the market's not pulling back, it's not advancing. So, you know, they're telling us, if you want to read the tea leaves in that way, that maybe, you know, they anticipate that it's going to stay status quo for some time now.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Doug, is that you saying that we're almost to the last couple of days of winter, but we're almost to the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And that will mean first quarter earnings coming in April. And generally, right, they say that the companies will give you a six-month snapshot out of what they see, how things are going. And that already takes you into the third quarter of this year, right? Not to kind of be in a rush here, but it's giving you almost the 18 snapshot. That's what I'm interested in, mm-hmm. Okay? And what are they seeing? How does business tie to the economy? And the other thing is, since we're talking about economics, if you don't mind me bringing up, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about stuff there, what do you think about Larry Kudlow getting appointed this week as the economic advisor?
I try not to be political on
that's not political kind of
thing.
That's
but
not political.
I think the world of Larry Kudlow.
Yeah, it's not political.
I think the world of Larry Kudlow. I follow Larry Kudlow. I found him to be a very knowledgeable and accurate gentleman over time. So, I feel good about it. How about you?
Well, yeah, the one thing, I'd be lying if I said I knew all the economic policies and that, and that's not what this discussion's about. But the one thing he's always said, and I've always believed, and that's my belief when it comes to the stock market, is that he believes that profits are, at the end of the day, what determines what the stock market would do.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. I've always felt that way. I always said the bottom line is the bottom line. What are earnings? And that's all that's, you know, you get these hyper moves up and down in the market, right? Something happened, foreign affairs, this guy gets fired, this happened, whatever, scandals. Means nothing. At the end of the day, as long as corporate America can keep generating profits, the markets will do fine. And one thing he talked about that he said was is that there are plenty of profits right now, which we all agree.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations are doing well. And he was saying about interest rates moving up because stock market's doing well and profits are doing well doesn't mean the Fed has to accelerate and jam interest rates through the roof.
Right.
That's always been the theory of, oh, inflation. Oh, there's inflation. There's inflation. And he's trying to say, wait a minute. I think the world will be okay, you know, without jamming interest rates up to the other side, making a hyper move. So I'd like to see everything slow down in the economy. Not slow down economically, but just not, you know, there's always a problem of the day. Let's just keep monitoring profits. I think that's a good way to be.
Well, one of the things that you and I like to focus on is that we're okay with good slow years after you have a great run-up year like we had last year. Right. We've always been fine with that because our concern to our listeners here is you accomplishing your financial goals and objectives. Now, we spend time and we come on and we talk about the markets because a common tool that's used by many people are investment vehicles that are somehow or another tied to market performance. So that's why we come on here and we talk about it. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is our listeners accomplishing their goals and objectives. And we have seen over the years that low volatility gives people a higher probability of staying with their plan, and which then probably increases their risk of success. And that's what I'm looking for.
There's nothing wrong with slow and steady.
No, there's too slow and too steady is a problem.
Right.
Too fast is a problem. But I really think that we're in a good spot. I really, really do, you know, and that doesn't mean that you can by any way, shape or form let your guard down.
No.
And that's what happens, Mike, to people. And you know that as well as I know that is they let their guard down. They don't stay on top of their money. They don't stay on top of their strategies. They don't stay on top of their investments. They get too comfortable with everything, and they do it the wrong way.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. And you know what? To me, in your financial plan, any day you can make positive steps is a good day. And I'm not talking about the stock market here. There's a lot of ways to do positive things in your financial plan, right? There's refinancing a debt. There's paying off debt. There's improving cash flow. There's, I consider, estate planning and doing the proper things, right? There's taxation. There's a lot of things that have nothing to do with the stock market.
Right.
Okay, so this conversation here is not just about, okay, stock market's up, you know, that's good. You're good. You're safe. That's not what it's about.
In fact, our conversations are typically the opposite.
Correct. So to us, doing prudent things, putting prudent steps into your financial plan, right? How many times have we said that, right? Do the right things. How many times, Doug, when the market are slow, they're flat or slightly negative or down, and we're on here encouraging people, take some prudent steps, do some other things, do some of these other things we just talked about. So this way, when the market does come back around, you'll be all that much stronger.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you're lined up and your strategies, your things that you're doing are aligned with your goals at the end of the day. And too many people, Mike, don't do that. They just go out and they buy random financial instruments that could be a CD. It could be, you know, anything else that they may buy just for the sake of purchasing it because maybe they read an article that said it was good, or maybe they heard somebody say it was good, or maybe they shy away from something because they heard somebody say it was bad, you know, so on and so forth. And I know we talk about it, and there's people that are sick of hearing it, but financial instruments are just tools. And too many people out there are buying tools irrespective of what it has to do with their goals and objectives. It's just, and I use this example all the time, it's like walking into Home Depot and buying yourself six Anderson windows because you know Anderson windows are the cream of the crop. They're the best windows that you can get, and you want to know something? Those are good windows. I'm buying them. You take them in your home and you put them in your garage. You have no use for those whatsoever. Unfortunately, that same type of approach too many people are doing when it comes to their money.
You know, Doug, very simply put, to make some analogies or some comparisons, life evolves every day, right? And let's just say, you know, every day your house is getting older. Things need to be done. You need to paint. You need to replace windows. You need to do some cement work. Your car gets older, right? We need to replace. Well, the same thing with your financial plan, right? Things evolve every day, okay? And sometimes a good financial checkup is what is needed, okay? It's no different than a medical checkup, and I don't mean to be corny about it, but really truly is. And I think people just, like you said, Doug, they get you got people that do nothing. You got people that just, like you said, buy tools that don't make any sense. And then you got people that have done stuff, but they get kind of complacent with it all because there's no big disasters going on.
Right.
And I guess what we're trying to say is, folks, is get micro-focused. You know, we understand we live in a big old macro world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know, who's appointed and who's this and what the market do. But at the end of the day, you got to do a little micro checkup. And micro is you, your home, your financial house, and what prudent steps can you be taking to enhance your your financial future? And to me, that's a good day.
It's a good, valid point, Mike. You know, it really doesn't make a difference who the Secretary of State is, who the economic advisors are to you. What matters to you is you sit down inside of the four walls of your home and you say, okay, what are we doing with our money? Consistent to how we want to, you know, what we want to accomplish in our lives. When do we want to retire? Do we want to educate our children? Do we want to pay for the tuitions? Do we want to buy a vacation home? Do we want to go to Ireland? Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, Mike? That's what's important, is you sitting down and doing that. You know, I doubt very, very much that anybody decided today they weren't taking a summer vacation because there was a change of Secretary of State during the week.
No.
But I'll bet you that there's somebody who said, I'm not doing anything with my money because there's too much uncertainty here. I'll bet you.
Yeah, well, you know, like we said, Doug, you know, it's not about politics. Your money's not political. It's not.
Okay. Right.
It's green.
Listen, right? We said this all along. Let's just wind the clock back, right? We go back to the first time when President Obama was elected, right? There were people who hated him and would not do any financial thing because he was going to ruin the world, right? And then he got reelected, and they still wouldn't do anything. Now, there's people who wouldn't do anything because President Trump got elected, and they hate him, and he's going to – yet here we are, Mike, further ahead today than we've ever been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And time marches on. And folks, you have to understand this, and do not – politicize your financial planning.
Yeah, it's really that important. You know, keep an eye on the micro, which was you, as we like to say. And also, you know, Doug, I think any time that you're planned for in anything that you do in life, and we say that 1,000 times, but certainly when it comes to your money, I think you're improving your chances of succeeding what your goals are.
Sure.
Okay. And that's another big thing, right, Doug? Your goals are different than mine, and our goals are different than the guy next door. So, you know, what is success? Success is based upon what are your stated goals? What are you looking to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
And let's get after it. And we believe is keeping an eye on things and doing the right steps, putting prudent steps in, call it a plan, whatever you want to call it. That's how you succeed.
Yeah, but you got to make sure that you have the strategies written down, right?
Yeah.
You got to write them down. That's it. And have somebody do that for you. Well, time for us to hop to our first break. We will be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market.
The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. And, you know, we're glad that you're spending some time and joining us here and, you know, this weekend. And, Mike, you know, one of the most important things that clients ask us about over and over again is Social Security. It really does impact everybody who, you know, for the most part, everybody who listens to the show. And at some point in time, you know, making a decision about Social Security is, well, for all intents and purposes, it's a once-in-a-lifetime decision, right?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, Doug, is Social Security's always been a, you know, interesting topic, a hot topic, a very sought-after topic, if you will. But all the more this year in 2018, it just seems like it's more and more and more. It's like, what's going on here? Is everybody turning 65 and 66 this year? And I know you and I want to talk about it again because there's so much to know. And you know, you and I, we had a couple events talking about Social Security, and it always seems like people seem to learn something. You know, they take something away from it, which is great. You know, and they'll say, "Oh, I didn't know that, and I learned so much." And that's why, you know, we want to talk about it again because we feel like it's just like it's every year. There's just another pool of people that need to know and need to learn, and it's their time and it's decision making time. And like you said, it's once in a lifetime. And if you botch it, it's also once in a lifetime. Means it's probably going to bite you forever too.
And I don't think that that the government does a good job of letting people know all the ins and outs and the nuances. And they certainly don't provide advice. They're not allowed to provide advice. Well, they're just facts, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really their role. But, yeah, sure, absolutely.
So, you know, Mike, let's just talk about Social Security in general. you know, for a few minutes here. And we want to let you know that, you know, during the course of our conversation, you're always welcome to call in to get a complimentary copy with no obligation of a piece that we have that we like to share with our listeners out there. It's called Social Security, The Choice of a Lifetime. This is a piece that we like to send out to you, and it really gives you easy to understand and easy to follow along information about Social Security that, you know, we've said that, you know, this is a pretty good piece that people can follow along. So, you know, as we're talking about it, if you decide that you'd like to have a copy of that, you're always welcome to call our hotline at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Say, send me out the piece on Social Security. We'd be happy to get it out to you. Now, Mike, a lot of people don't know that Social Security was established in 1935, and the purpose of it was to basically alleviate poverty in the elderly during the Great Depression. And it was created, it's a self-financing program, and what that means, and people need to understand that, is that money is collected from payroll taxes from workers, which then in turn would be immediately paid to retired people.
Right, and really when you think about Social Security, Doug, born out of necessity. Right. Back with the Great Depression, but certainly has evolved over the years. And what I think, Doug, is so many people have their mind of what they determine what it's going to do or provide for them. But there's so much more behind the scenes.
Yeah, there really is, Mike. And, you know, Social Security, the benefits of Social Security are, you know, you get a predetermined amount of income. And by the time you come to, you know, the end of your long working career, if you will, the amount of Social Security income you'll be entitled to, you pretty well have a very, very close idea. You may not have the exact figure, but you got a pretty good idea of how much money you're going to be getting.
Yeah, which makes it nice, right, Doug, because it helps with the planning. So it's not a guesswork number, or I'll find out when I turn that age. You know what number you're heading for. At what age?
Yeah, and you know, Mike, the way they figure that out, it's based on, you know, a formula. It's a pretty complicated formula, actually, that, you know, sometimes we go over in our presentations, you know, if we have a dinner about it. We can't go over it on the radio because we'd never be able to explain the formula on the radio. You've got to be able to see it, right? But it's based on a formula, you know, applied to your work history and your years of income and that kind of stuff. But, you know, the nice thing about it is, to your point, what you said a minute ago was it helps with the planning work for retirement because it gives us a known number to start with.
Sure.
It's not a complete mystery.
Yep.
And then the next, you know, one of the next really good things that comes along from it is, Mike, it's a steady income. We know it's coming in. It doesn't come in once a year. It doesn't come in quarterly. It comes in basically the same day every single month.
It's something you can most certainly rely on, right? And it's also lifetime income.
Correct.
Right? So it's not like, oh, well, I don't know. It's going to be for this year. I don't know if it'll be there next year. It's a steady income. Like you said, Doug, pretty much set on the day. You know what you're getting, and it's for your, you know, and it's a lifetime income for you.
Yep. Typically, they'll give you a cost of living adjustment each year for inflation. Now, I say typically because, hey, you know, in the last decade or so, I think there were 2-3 times when they didn't get a cost of living adjustment. So it has happened where you haven't gotten one, and it's also happened where they've been very small. But, you know, nonetheless, it is typical that you do get an adjustment for inflation or a cost of living, if you will.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, the other big thing that it provides is also survivor benefits.
Right. Now, let me talk to the folks about the survivor benefits for a minute here, Mike, because unfortunately, our family has engaged in that over the last 2 weeks with my wife's grandfather passed away at the age of 98 years old. But her grandmother is still alive at 101. So I had to go through this process with my mother-in-law to help her to switch the benefit over to survivor benefit now for my wife's grandmother. Mike, kudos to Social Security. It couldn't have been any easier.
Yeah.
They got on the telephone together. They went over some, you know, some information, and it got switched over. And they made it very, very easy, which was, you know, you hear horror stories about Social Security. They've really improved it greatly over the last several years.
Yeah, you know, Doug, my take on it is I think there's a lot more good than horror stories. I think they've always been as helpful as they're allowed to be.
Right. So, Mike, How do people become eligible for Social Security? You know, there's a lot of confusion, you know, sometimes around that too. And it's pretty simple. You have to, you know, work for at least 10 years, but to be more precise, you have to have 40 credits. So 40 credits is 40 quarters, right? So that equals to 10 years. It doesn't need to be 10 consecutive years or anything of that nature. You need to have 40 quarters of work under your belt to qualify for Social Security.
And, you know, Doug, the example of that, too, is a lot of times women will worry because they'll stop for childbirth and maybe raising the children and not go back to work to a later time in life. So they worked before and they worked after. And how does this all play out? How does this affect me? They're looking for 40 quarters.
Yeah. So reminder, folks, that if you'd like to have a copy of this Social Security, the choice of a lifetime piece that we provide, you know, complimentary, no cost or obligation to anybody who asks for it, pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You know, it does, you know, it goes over Social Security in a real easy to understand format. And we want to get these, you know, get these things out to you so that you can really understand it. Because, like we say, it is a choice of a lifetime, right, Michael?
It certainly is.
The next big thing, Mike, that we go through with people and conversations that we have is when to start to take their benefits.
This is where all the questions come, Doug. It's, you know, people get confused. What should I do? What shouldn't I do? Do I take it earlier because the money's available? Do I take it later because the money's more? And we believe it's unique to every person in every situation, right? So it's not, there's not a blanket answer you're going to hear right now and say, well, do it now.
Right.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way, folks.
Well, you know, so typically, the earliest you can start to collect benefits is age 62. Now, if you're a widow, in certain circumstances, you can start to collect at age 60. But typically, it's age 62 to start collecting on your own benefits. But if you start collecting at age 62, if you're Social Security eligible now, and you start collecting at age 62, you're only going to get 75% of what you would otherwise get if you waited until your full retirement age. So a misconception that's out there, Mike, is that some people believe that if they start at 62, when they become full retirement age, let's just say 66, that they're going to get an adjustment up to their full amount at age 66. Right. And that's not true.
Correct. And so, Doug, this is really the one where folks say, what do I do?
Right.
And the answer is really, what would you determine the answer to be, Doug?
There is no answer. The answer is there's no blanket answer. There really, really isn't. You do need to, and in my opinion, anybody who's not sitting down with a good qualified advisor, you know, to help them make this decision in their life is making a mistake, because this is very, very important. And unfortunately, we've seen people over the course of our careers here since the early 1990s, make plenty of mistakes when it comes to Social Security.
Well, you know, Doug, my answer is to it is I believe it's part of your retirement puzzle.
Right.
And you have to sit down, like you just said, and figure out where does this piece belong or when should I put this piece into my puzzle to have the most successful retirement that I can possibly have.
See, that's what is critical, Mike, is that you have to understand that, you know, there's really two phases or two purposes, if you will, of Social Security. The first one is to help you live the retirement lifestyle that you want to live, not to get the most out of the system. And unfortunately, we hear that out of people all too often. Oh, well, I'm going to start collecting at age 62 because I want to try to get the most out of the system. Well, that could turn around and harm you at retirement time because, all right, now you're not working anymore, and your Social Security is stuck at 75% of what it should have been. Now you don't have enough money to live your retirement lifestyle.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, a lot of times, too, the one area that people fail to look at when they're making this decision is the survivor side of it.
That's what my second part was.
And sometimes, I don't mean to steal your thunder here, but sometimes I feel that how does your Social Security play out with your survivor is almost more important than stage one, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes people I think where the mistakes come in, they make a snap decision for immediate gratification, which does not help the survivor down the road. And I'm saying you need to analyze it. You need to have patience, okay?
Yep.
And figure out what suits you best, including that survivor. Because really, Social Security's two lives, right?
If you're married, it absolutely is. You know, Mike, I want to continue this conversation.
Okay,
I don't want to end Social Security here.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm going a little too deep.
But let's continue the conversation. Let's take our break. And then we will come back in the next segment. We're going to continue our discussion on Social Security. Do the show a little differently this week than we typically do. We're not going to change topics when we come back. We're going to stay on Social Security because this is that important. All right? You fine with that?
Absolutely.
All right, folks. We will be right back.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Hope that you are enjoying the show here this weekend. And we're going to stay on Social Security here because it really is such a very important topic. And we know that it is of keen interest to many of the people who do listen to our radio show here every week, Mike. And I want to remind you all out there that we've got a piece that we'd like to give to you regarding Social Security, if you'd like to have it. And that piece is called Social Security, The Choice of a Lifetime. And we would like to send this out to you if, you know, our compliments, no cost or obligation or anything to have it. And if you'd like to have a copy of it, you pick the phone up and you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Just, you know, say that you'd like to receive the Social Security piece. We'll get it out in the mail to you. And then, you know, you can educate yourself a little bit further. Now, Mike, one of the things that we were speaking about before the break was, you know, when to select to start to take your benefits and taking benefits early, earlier than your for retirement age. So if you started at 62, you know, you could, but you'd only get 75% of what you're supposed to get at your full retirement age if you were full retirement age bound now. But what happens, Mike, if I don't want to take it at, you know, my full retirement age, 66 or 66 in a few months, whatever it is, as I go forwards and delay, do I benefit from that?
Sure, you absolutely do. And what happens is, Doug, is you're entitled to an increase, and that increase is 8% a year, which is very healthy, if I may say. And, you know, and that would happen up to age 70. So every year that you delay up until age 70. So in other words, if you were supposed to take it, folks, at, say, 67 for sake of, you know, rounding numbers, you get an 8% increase to 68, another 8% to 69, another 8% to 70. That's how it works.
And that would be, so you would, in essence, end up in your scenario there with 124% of your benefit. But for the people who are in that, now that's what the example you used, Mike, is for people who are still plenty of years away from retirement, all right, age 67. Most people now, it's age 66.
Yeah.
So, but it's important for them to understand if 66 is your full retirement age, you wait to 70, you're going to get 132%
correct
of your benefit.
Correct.
You'll get that 8% for 4 years.
Correct.
Added on.
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about planning for your retirement and your retirement lifestyle, it's becoming common for us to see people who are choosing to delay taking their benefits to get that additional dollar amount because many people are working longer as it is, and then they want to get the higher amount as a guaranteed income stream in retirement to help for their lifestyle sustaining income.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, we're a society that's living a lot longer. We're a lot more active the older we get nowadays, and people are certainly working a lot longer. And there's people that are just working and still making their good salary, if you will, you know, money that they're content with. There's not a need for it. And they say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to turn this on now. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to delay it off and grab the increases every year and take it somewhere whenever, you know, whenever I'm ready. So, you know, interesting what's happening out there.
You know, Mike, something else that people fail to take into consideration when they want to apply for their Social Security early is that there are income restrictions if you start to collect your Social Security before you're at your full retirement age. So if you're at, you know, 62 years old and you decide and you're still working and you decide you want to collect it, well, for every amount of for every $2 you make over something like $17,000, I forget what the number is right now, your benefit's going to be reduced by a dollar. So you're going to, in essence, actually not even receive the 75%. You're going to receive something less than that. And I know because I've met with people who have collected, filed for Social Security at age 62, that did not take this into account and were very disappointed to realize that their benefits were getting reduced.
Well, those are some of the pitfalls of taking it pre-full retirement age, right? You get a reduction. You may be making too much money. You could face another reduction. If you can make it to full retirement age, you know, Doug, obviously, not only are you getting a bigger number versus taking it sooner, that's obvious, that's well stated, but you also have where you can get uncapped in your earnings, where you don't have to worry about being penalized because I'm still working. And then the third choice would be is continue to work and like we said, grab the 8% increases a year until age 70.
Yeah, it's important for people to know once you hit your full retirement age that you can earn as much as you want to earn and you do have no reduction from that point forwards. So, you know, all of these things, Mike, need to be taken into consideration when you determine when you should take your Social Security. The old school adage of give it to me as soon as I can get my hands on it doesn't apply in many, many situations nowadays, especially because of life expectancy.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too is a lot of folks want to talk about the break-even calculation.
Like, yeah.
In other words, if I take it sooner versus waiting, but I get that money for X amount of years, now what age do I have to live to? There's so much other things that weigh into that decision, right? One is your spouse. How much are they entitled to? Your spouse's age. Health issues. There's an array of issues to make that decision than just saying, well, if I take it now, what's my break-even year?
Right. You're 100% correct. And, Mike, another area, topic that garners a lot of conversation is how divorce affects Social Security. What a lot of people don't realize is that if you were married for 10 years to somebody, you are now eligible to collect on their benefit at retirement time. And a lot of people don't understand that and they don't realize it. And for many people, all of a sudden, it's just like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I could do that. And it becomes an extra source of income for them during retirement time.
Sure, because you know you're able to reach back and depending what your ex-spouse's earnings were, if you will, it could be a very significant sum of money and very different compared to what you were thinking without knowing that, you know. And it's you're right, Doug, in that in the dinners that we've had and when talking to people, a lot of people fail to realize it or just don't know that law. They're like, really? And you know what happens in a divorce situation?
Yeah, and the rules are basically you don't need to know. You don't even need to be in contact with that person anymore or anything of that nature. You don't need to know their work history and that kind of stuff. You're going to need to know their Social Security number. You're going to have to prove that you were married and divorced to that person. But that's basically it. You know, you don't have to interact with that person. Their benefits aren't impacted by it in any way, shape, or form. So it's really something that's not spoken about a lot. But it's an unfortunate thing that in our society, we do have a high divorce rate. So there's probably a lot of people who this benefit, I guess, for lack of a better way to call it, of Social Security is something that they could apply to their situation.
Yeah. And Doug, what's really, interesting about it is if you were married, let's just say in your 20s and you were married for over the 10-year period and you got divorced somewhere, in your early 40s. 40 to age 67 or 66 or 65 seems like a lifetime ago.
Sure.
And that person went on to earn money and might have been, immensely successful in wages and stuff like that.
Remarried?
So, yeah.
But it has no impact on you.
Right. So it's really interesting. And people just feel like they don't even think about that. Like I can reach back from somebody that I divorced 25, 30 years ago and this could happen. They find it hard to believe.
Yeah. And, that's something worth looking into for many people, as well. And when you think about Social Security, Mike, you don't hear about all these things that we're talking about publicized by the government and put out there. You don't. And it takes, research and knowledge and education to find out about these things. And that's why we have these pieces that we go out there and we find that we can give out to you guys. And this one that we have here, Social Security, the choice of a lifetime, is a great piece to help people to walk through their Social Security situation and have a better understanding of it. And then it also would give them, the opportunity to, with, no cost or obligation at any point in time, sit down with us and have us review their entire situation with them, including their Social Security. We have access to tools to help us look at the different options related to Social Security and get you to the point to help you make the best decision that you can for you or your family, if you're married or single, whatever. We want you to try to make the best decision. And you can always go, and we encourage people to go to the Social Security website, because they don't send out those statements 3 months before your birthday, anymore, except for if you're, I believe, over the age of 62. Then they'll start to send them. It might be age 60. I'm not 100% on that one. Then they'll start to send them to you again. But before then, it's up to you to go online and check your record. And the website to go do that is www.ssa.gov. .gov, right? You go right there, and then you'll have to establish an account for yourself. But you can go in, and you can look at your earnings histories and that kind of stuff. And this is something that we want to encourage people to do.
Yeah, and another thing, Doug, I always encourage people to do besides doing that is if you are getting into that age bracket where you're getting close or thinking about it, you need numbers, is schedule an appointment at the local office. And go down and sit down and get the numbers and get the what ifs, if you will. And sometimes, Doug, there's, to both spouses are in the same age bracket and they want to know, well, if my wife takes hers, what is she entitled to? But if I continue to work, different scenarios, go down and get the numbers. They're friendly. They're very nice people, right? We've heard nothing but, you know, they supply you with everything you need. Get those numbers. Don't make it guesswork, and it makes your life a lot easier.
You know what's really neat, Mike, is that you're right that they will do that for you. But if you also go to the website, some of the things that they'll allow you to do on there is show you what your estimated benefits are, right? It will allow you to compute the effect of early retirement as well as delayed retirement right on there. Now, you know, it's a government website. It's not as user-friendly and, you know, pretty and all that stuff, but it does it for you. You could apply for benefits online. It'll help you find your local office. You know, there's a whole host of things that you can do on there. So, you know, don't be afraid to go and check it out. And you can go to socialsecurity.gov or ssa.gov, and, you know, you can find all that stuff out and get yourself going in the right direction. And then, Mike, the other part of Social Security that people need to, you know, pay attention to is the taxation of Social Security, right? And how withdrawing money from certain types of accounts may or may not have a negative impact on your taxation, and, you know, where that may fall as well.
Yeah, and you know, and how many times, Doug, you hear people say, "I didn't think it was taxable."
Right.
You know, and you know, they make some bad decisions along the way that actually causes the taxation.
Yeah. So, you know, you can always check with your tax advisor on that and give them a couple of what ifs. Say, hey, listen, if I take my Social Security, what's going to happen here? You know, what's going to happen there? And, you know, see what the rundown is for you. But you do need to take taxation into account. And, you know, communicating with your tax professional on that is something that's, you know, really important to do as well. So the team, you know, to sit down and make the good decision, if you will, if you ask me, is a good competent advisor, Mike or myself, you and your spouse if you're married, otherwise you as, you know, a single person. And then if we have to communicate with your tax advisor as well, then let's make the best decision for you so that you can live your lifestyle that you want to live in retirement time.
Absolutely, Doug, because, you know, again, folks, it's a once in a lifetime decision. So to do your due diligence and do it properly and check with your, you know, with the professionals that you surround yourself with is the way to go.
Yeah. So before we wrap up this segment, I want to remind you guys that we have a great piece that's available to you with no cost or obligation or anything like that. It's called Social Security, Once in a Lifetime. I'm sorry, The Choice of a Lifetime. And we want to send this out to you at no cost or obligation or anything of that nature. You just pick up the phone and you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And just say, hey, you know, guys, can you send me out the Social Security piece? Leave your name and your address and your telephone number. We'll get that out in the mail to you. And then you take a look, you know, a look through it, and then give us a buzz and chat. Good. Did you have something to say? You got the grin.
No, I'm just listening to what you're saying.
Okay. So again, the number that you can call at any time to have it is 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722, and at any time you want to call in, you can call in and ask for that. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program, and I hope you enjoyed the show to this point. And, you know, we did it a little bit different this week, and we really spent a lot of time talking about Social Security because it really is a very, very important thing to make sure you get right. Right, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, hey, listen, anything that you did or met this past week or show or so that was important to you that you wanted to talk about?
You kick it off. Let me think.
All right. So we only got a couple minutes left, okay, but there was one topic that I wanted to hit home with everybody on here is that I had a client come in a couple of weeks ago whose husband unexpectedly passed away at the end of the year last year. And she told me the other day that she was really upset that they reduced his life insurance a year ago. And, you know, she said, we didn't really do it for any good reason. We didn't even think about it. We just figured, you know, what the heck, you know, we're retired now. And, you know, they didn't think that passing away was going to happen. I'm not talking about life insurance right now. I'm just talking about always make sure that you do a proper analysis when you decide to make any sort of change in your insurance portfolios, your investment portfolios, your savings, all that kind of stuff. Please don't just make willy-nilly decisions, you know, with stuff like that. I'm not saying that if they had gone through the process, they might not have arrived at the same decision. But what I'm saying is that she told me that she could have definitely used that extra money that they reduced the death benefit by.
Yeah, that's the first question you have to ask yourself, right, Doug, is if we drop this.
Any insurance. Let's not just stay on life insurance. You know, I don't want to make it a life insurance
I'm saying,
topic.
What would happen?
Right.
You know, and that's question number one. And I mean, you know, that's the thing about insurance, right? Any type of insurance, it always feels like it's a big waste.
Right.
Until you need it.
Right.
And you never know when you're going to need it. You know, and that's almost sounds like a Yogi Berra thing there that I'm.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely true.
You know, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a decision that has to be well thought out.
And you know, you got to go through it the right way. And seeing since, you know, I mentioned life insurance, it's important to, you know, go through the different types of life insurances and the charges and the mortality costs, any surrender charges or any other fees or expenses that may be associated with a policy when you're doing the review. But it's important for you to consider those things and know that those are parts of, you know, life insurance contracts that you have to consider. And even though I'm not advocating it, I just want to make sure that I got that in there for the compliance department, you know, and they're going to ask me to do that. And that's fine. I get it. But it's just important that you always sit down, and like I said, Mike, whether it's your insurance portfolio, your investment portfolio, your savings portfolio, your estate planning, any of that stuff, make sure that it's a smart and well-thought-out decision and any changes that you're going to make in that, especially if you're making a decision to reduce a coverage in some area.
Yeah, you just don't make knee-jerk or snap reactions when it comes to what you're talking about, Doug. It has to be well-thought-out, be prudent, and really, you know, measure three times before you cut, if you will.
Yes. You know, no doubt about it. And, you know, and the other thing I just want to let, you know, people know is that unfortunately in our family, my wife's grandfather passed away at the age of 98 2 weeks ago. And that's why you had a repeat show last week, folks, just so you know. And her grandmother is still alive at 101 and still collecting benefits. Now, I just want to emphasize to you that if it can, if they can live to such good golden ripe ages, that anybody can. So make sure, you know, you're thinking about these things when you're doing your planning and thinking about longevity. And when you're making your Social Security decisions that we spoke about earlier today, that you're thinking about these things, right? I mean,
who'd think that get a decision that you make at age 66, you could be married to it 34 years later?
Well, you know what's interesting, right? About, you know what was interesting about this this decision? And I talked to my mother-in-law about it when she was helping her mom, my wife's grandmother, with the changing over to spousal benefits. I was curious, and I'm waiting to see from her. I want to know when Grandpa started taking his benefits. At what age? Did he take a reduced benefit, or, you know, or did he take a full benefit? I have no, I don't have any idea, and she didn't know either. Now, one thing that's real. Go ahead.
I'm going to say 62.
Okay, we'll see.
You know why? Because didn't it seem like when we were younger?
Yep.
You heard 62. People started collecting Social Security. Turned 62. Because I forget. Life expectancy was like 71 back then. So
100%.
There was a lot of, you know, if you're talking about somebody that's 98 years old, there's a lot of 62s out there.
Oh, yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. My gut tells me that, too. And, you know, one thing that's really cool is that I'm going to get it from her one day and bring it in to talk to people about inflation. They kept a book of all their major purchases throughout their married lifetime. And by the way, married 78 years.
Right.
Okay. All their major purchases and all the different prices. And I told my mother-in-law, I said, yeah, I bet you in the book is when he started taking Social Security and how much it was.
Hmm.
So we're trying to find that out. And I'm going to report that back to the people out there. But, you know, it's just I find it intriguing and interesting to look at those kinds of things and to help it in our explanation, use it to help us in our explanations to for people in doing the proper planning for themselves.
Sure.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope that you got some good benefit from the show. We'll be back again next weekend. Until then, do us a favor, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.